Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I get it. It's New Year's Eve. Nobody wants the drama, but I'd really like a story about somebody who wants all the drama.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. You're not usually the dramatic person.
I thought it was going to take longer to say that. That's why I sped through it. But I'm not dramatic. I have long criticized you behind your back about you picking overly dramatic True Crime to Go topics. Kidding about the behind your back. I say it
to my
straight
face.
To your face. Yep. But today's is a little dark, even for me. So.
Well, it does at least end in two murders, so that's all that I see so far. Why don't you get us rolling here?
Yeah, man, this was this month, and I mean, you want to guess the state?
Two murders, drama, Florida.
Florida, in Manatee County, Florida. Law enforcement responded to a shooting in a residential neighborhood in Bradenton. When deputies got there, they found 54-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds who later passed away from these injuries. They quickly identified the suspect as 48-year-old Susan Erica Avalon, a resident of Citrus County. And more disturbingly, they found out that she was the victim's ex-wife, which is a horrible story, even if it ended there.
She is one first name away from being from Tennessee, you know?
Susan Erica Avalon Rutledge.
Yep. If she had one more first name, I would question whether she was from Tennessee or not. Anyway, according to authorities, after the shooting, investigators noticed enough evidence to contact law enforcement in Tampa. What they discovered was kind of crazy that would impact both communities. So at a home on Ferrison Avenue, officers found another adult man dead from multiple gunshot wounds, and that man was also one of Avalon's ex-husbands. So detectives believe that these incidents were related. So there's two people killed in the same day, and we think by the same suspect who happened to be both of their ex-wives.
Yeah.
Well, did I say that right? This woman was the ex-wife to both of the murdered men.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. I know a lot of times when you have a series of murders or a series of crimes, you're like, is there a link between these people? And I think an ex-wife might be the biggest link you could find.
Yeah.
You would think. So they got more information throughout the day, and you know, some of it answers questions, some of it raises more questions. In Bradenton, Avalon allegedly used stolen food taken from a Panera Bread as a ploy to gain the victim's trust and get him to open his door. As soon as he opened it, she started shooting, according to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Have you ever had one of those Panera Bread Sierra ham sandwiches?
I have not.
It would make me open the door.
You'd open the door? There you go. If anybody's got a problem with John. That same day, license plate readers tracked her silver Honda Odyssey. She's driving a minivan. As she traveled from Citrus County to Sunshine Skyway Bridge into Manatee County and back. And at her home, they found that she had been cleaning the minivan with bleach and rags, a detail that makes her look more guilty.
That's a telltale sign for sure. Digging deeper, they found some patterns of contentious relationships and legal disputes between these people. Records show Avalon and the Bradenton victim had been divorced for about 11 years with a long-running custody dispute and roughly $4,000 in unpaid child support. She reportedly faced a December deadline to pay $200 or risk losing her driver's license. So that was another stressor. So a lot of times in these kinds of disputes, we're talking about a scenario where the dads are not paying child support. But in this one, it was reversed. She owed him $4,000 in unpaid child support.
Yeah, and that's, like you said, kind of backwards from how we usually think about it, but I think is more common than most of us would think to believe is out there.
She also said something pretty incriminating when she was being questioned about the murder in Bradenton. So investigators basically asked, like, can you tell us about your ex-husband or what happened to your ex-husband? And she said, which one?
Yeah.
Leading to, you know, was there more victims than just this one? Right. Like, yeah.
Obviously she had more ex-husbands. So, but does she mean like which one that I killed today?
Yeah.
So most of the information we have is from the Manatee County case. They're stating that they are willing to pursue first degree murder charges and may seek the death penalty, underscoring how big of a deal they think this is. But they're still working with the Tampa department on this separate homicide that they think that she is involved in. They interviewed her live-in boyfriend, who told detectives that she had recently located the Bradenton victim's address and had told him, I love you, just in case something happens to me, the day before these shootings took place. So she has lined everything up to make her look as guilty as possible. She's being held without bond pending a pretrial hearing, and prosecutors are ready to move forward quickly in, again, the Manatee County case.
I've been a little tongue-in-cheek this episode, but sitting here reflecting on this, I mean, the fact that she's paying these men, or at least one of the men, child support, tells me that she's, you know, likely this is a situation where those kids were in the dad's custody.
Right.
So it breaks my heart that they were, you know, they've had their dad taken away, their mom, probably not the best mom, not mom of the year, but she'll be in prison for likely ever if she is convicted of these crimes. But yeah, just a lot of, you know, these crimes never happen in a vacuum. They have so many effects on a lot of different people.
And again, this happened to, in theory, allegedly, in the same day. So take everything John just said and multiply it by double, and that's what you could be looking at.
Guys, we appreciate it. Jamie, this was a good one, and I can't believe you wrote it. Little murdery.
Yeah, next one will be more lighthearted, I promise. For now, this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.